Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
Today we have John Koppel.
Woo! We started?
Yeah.
Fucking real.
Oh, shit.
This is so great.
I know.
This is all of our first time podcasting. That's what it feels like. That's why.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I'm excited.
Okay, thanks for not laughing.
That was sweet. I smiled. The audience couldn't hear, but I smiled, though.
Cute.
It was dope.
Okay. We are going to get right into it, folks. Shit. Cool or not cool?
Oh, fucking real.
Going out on the town when you're sick.
I'm gonna volunteer real quick. I think it's cool as fuck. I think you need to get out there. I don't think you can break your plans just because you're sick. You know, do you tell the people that you're out with that you're sick? Or do you just take, you know, a Flonase? I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay. I raise you this cool or not cool. Having sex with people while you have AIDS.
Oh.
Like, that's basically what you're saying right now.
No, I mean, that's a whole other level.
Jump.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Was a crazy jump.
That is a horrible jump.
We were talking either more like common cold to COVID.
You definitely jumped, not. It's great.
You
it's
jumped great. To AIDS, which is okay.
With that question, cool or not cool, if they were cool with it.
Jesus.
If they still wanted to have sex.
I mean, no, it's obviously, it was my, I'm uncomfortable with me trying to throw it in your face.
I thought I might have scenario. AIDS a couple weeks ago, but I don't have
we
AIDS.
Got, and you still went out on the town.
Her doctor mentioned, have you ever been tested for AIDS when she said like a few symptoms? And she was like, and then the doctor was like, never mind. And she came home and she was like, I don't know, man. I really want to get. So she went and got her AIDS test. We're like, dude, do we have AIDS?
Are you serious?
So like, no, we're cool.
I thought
we're
I
cool
might
though.
Have AIDS,
you
but
know,
I don't.
So okay. HIV negative. Woo!
For now.
it's a happy thing.
We're married. What do you?
No, I mean, like, you just never know, like, what could pop up. I feel like.
No, we were. She
There's
was kind of excited.
It could be a 20-year delay. We don't fully know how AIDS works, although maybe we do.
Yeah, maybe I have read that.
Maybe science actually really does now.
When we say
it's
we,
really
we
on
mean
top of it.
Specifically the three of us don't know.
Three
like science has it pretty well taken care of. It's
invasion
not.
Of privacy, where you fight all the hard facts. No opinions, just facts.
No, but we were excited about maybe she did have AIDS because then she would at least know like why she was having some symptoms. And
it's
the medicine works like a charm.
Lyme disease. Like, that's
the medicine
funny
works
thing.
Like a charm.
It's 100% Lyme disease, but all the doctors want to be like, let's test and see what this is. I'm like, okay. So you, I don't know, Lyme disease, people treat it like it's not chronic. It's a whole bunch of messiness, so they just keep sending me for different tests. But I'm like, it's Lyme disease.
Does this mean that you're letting Lyme disease kick your ass so hard that the doctor's like, it might be AIDS? Because I've never heard someone bitch so much about Lyme disease before.
Thanks, Koppel.
Just asking.
There are some real pricks when she goes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it does mean Lyme is kicking my ass to the point of where some people think I have AIDS.
We were just, like, puzzled about, like, because she was like, I was tested, and I was like, I was tested a few years back, you know, and we weren't with, like, any partners since then.
Yeah.
And then so we were like, where did this AIDS come from? But we were pretty sure we had AIDS for a while leading up to it.
I thought maybe my tattoo. I was like, oh, maybe somehow
maybe the tat.
There was a needle. But my tattoo artist seemed really legit. So I was like, you know, it just gets in your head when someone brings up, oh, do you think, you know, when's the last time you've been tested for HIV? Like, I don't know.
And you were like a really long time ago.
Well, I was celibate for a long time before we started.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't think so. But then it got in my head, and I do. Lyme disease is kicking my ass. Some doctors now want to call it fibromyalgia, which I think sounds way cornier than Lyme disease. So
yeah that's beat.
To be like, I have fibromyalgia. Okay.
Yeah, fibromyalgia, so that's a shitty disease. Because, like, you
no wanna, one's giving money to
I,
that.
I think, that, yeah. The instinct is you kind of, this is terrible, but you kind of want to, like, judge like a disease when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's not so bad. Or or you say like, well, you're probably looking crazy. Or like, she's outdoorsy, who knew? Like, there's all kinds of things, but right, fibromyalgia, yeah, I'm just confused.
Yeah, you're like, oh, she like, has that it made like, up.
Yeah.
And it's not. But anyway, okay, so cool or not cool, the original.
The original.
I think if you have if you have the common cold and you go out, I have no problem. If you know you have COVID, it's probably a little suspect to be going.
Well, what exactly does a COVID person look like? I'm still unclear
you
about
can't
this.
Tell
like, do they have snot running down their lips? Like, are they, you know?
Depends.
I think that, like, if you got bad COVID, like, if you got it,
do they have
Atlantic
like disgusting eye stuff kind of coming out? Like,
I don't think so.
Are they just like seeping? For some reason, I always picture somebody like seeping fluids out of everything. Like,
I think that might be accurate. That might be like the worst version.
The worst version.
Yeah, like I've had COVID light. Like, you know, I was kind of like, felt stuffed up and
gotcha,
had a headache
gotcha,
and was tired.
When I had it, it was pretty bad. I went to the ER and I was texting both of you and you were really making light of the situation, which helped me get through.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy.
Okay. The next
cooler. I knew that you were going to say it was cool. Muscling through a communicable, like, issue that you could expose other people to, I say, is not cool. Like, don't even go to work if you're coughing. Like, dude, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, uh-oh, just keep it.
All right, now hold on. What if you're a blue collar worker, and if you don't go to work, your baby doesn't have diaper.
No, we need you people to go to work so we can get our packages and shit. But I'm saying, like white office
people with good jobs,
white
people with regular good jobs.
No,
yeah,
no.
I got you. I got
do that shit at home in the comfort of your home. But like, if it means that I have to be inconvenienced, no, go to work.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Snob alert.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, when you
it doesn't matter. Coffee.
The first thing I said on this podcast was like trying to make light of a terminal illness. So,
we've done fucked up already.
I fucked up so bad.
We're good.
Within the first minute, I think.
Yeah, we're good. I think.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's fine. The next cool or not cool, thrift stores.
It depends.
She tried to bring me to one. This one time, she said they have all the name brands, you know, Adidas and, you know, this all the stuff that you wear. And they do. She brought me in and she was right. And she was like, look at the first one she picked. Look at these, you know, white Adidas with like black stripes. And I'm like, you know what? These are kind of dope. Like, I'm kind of feeling this shit. And then like I turn it around and there's like a brown poop stain right on the butthole. There's a legit brown poop stain right. The first thing that she showed me. And so like, fuck you. Let's get the fuck out of here. Like, what? So no, not cool.
I still think they're kind of cool. I have found some gems.
They didn't see the poop stain when they took the pants?
Yeah, after that experience, it was like a TV show moment because I was convincing him to go in and like, no, we're going to find great stuff.
And I was starting to loosen up a little bit. I was like, you know what? You know, I've been spending way too much money at real stores. And then, you know, that happened. I was like, this is what
I don't think I've really been back myself since that incident. Like, I've tried to go in one, and I was just like,
it was like as if the pants just got stuck just a little bit in the butthole and just got a brown spot just right on the butthole.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know how. Underwear.
Listen, I don't know how it was just a spot. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a whole shit.
Ass.
Oh, it was a streak?
It was like a streak.
It was a shit streak. That's
so
right.
It was so gross. I was like, oh my God, we left right out.
I always remember like a little donut hole looking thing, but you're right.
It was a streak.
Yo, cool or not cool, donating shit stained pants to Goodwill. Like, because I feel like it's kind of a power move. Like, fuck it. Here, I'm still a good person.
I think that's not cool at all.
Somebody would wear these.
It's got to be people wearing something.
Somebody has got all shit on clothes, and this is only a little shit on. Like, man.
I went to thrift stores a little bit when I was in college, and yeah, most of the stuff was awful. And I remember I had no pride because I would just look through all of them like, oh, this is kind of okay. And it's like, yeah, and I would get shirts for a dollar. I wore a 4-H Club shirt for like a year and a half. I had no idea what 4-H Club even was the whole time.
I still don't.
Yeah, yeah. I seen them, and do you know now what it means?
Yeah, it's like agricultural. It's I think it's kind of like a mentorship thing for kids that are in more rural areas, and they go and they care for cows and shit.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea, and I probably still don't. It might be people. You look like listening.
Such a wholesome person, though, wearing that shirt, I bet. I mean, that's a wholesome thing to be in if you're in a 4-H club. Even though I just learned about what it is.
Yeah, it's an important organization that I'm probably misunderstanding.
No, I used to get some, I had some like Hugo Boss shirts from there, some golf shirts and shit like that, that were really pretty pimp from like a thrift store, yeah.
Damn.
And then I had some like just really tight muscle shirts. Like you just get an old kind of worn shirt and it's way too tight and then just you're busting out of it. Like it's that's a plan. Your style. I was using that, yeah, I was using that in college.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay, so
but like they would have like I had ones like with legit stains on them, but I thought it was all right. Like you know, in college you're kind of dirty. Mm-hmm. You're like you stay good looking because you're chiseled and stuff like that, but you're kind of dirty. Your hair is kind of messed up.
Yeah,
and you can kind of do that. You wake up in the morning, start drinking at your fraternity, go out looking like you were looking. So yeah, it was more of that. But some of them did have stains on them already.
Okay, yeah, I do thrift still, actually. I do it online. I get used stuff from, like, an app. So
she puts it in the freezer when it gets here to freeze the bugs and shit?
In case there's any lice, bed bugs, and then you also have to wash it.
Sure.
But you have to learn some moves so you don't bring bed bugs right into your
house. Oh, do you have to freeze it and wash it?
Yes, like if it's shoes, I freeze them. I, you know, do the Clorox wipes. Like, you really don't want someone else's foot fungus or, you know, some people can be nasty.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad I'm listening to your advice. I don't, this is how you got Lyme disease for sure.
That's not, actually. I got bit by a tick when I was a counselor at Germantown.
Did you know? Like, were you like, ah!
No.
And then you slapped it?
I found out months later, my pointer finger swelled up like crazy. I had to go to urgent care. They thought I had gout, but at the time I was vegetarian. So then they found I had Lyme disease. And it's been a fun ride.
How long ago was this?
This was like 20 years ago.
Is you keep Lyme disease for life?
It's chronic, but they say it's not chronic. Like, it never goes away, but they don't want to call it chronic anymore.
Every time she goes to the doctor, they test her, and her blood comes back positive for Lyme disease. Anytime she has symptoms, and then she calls it chronic Lyme disease, but they're like, no, Lyme disease isn't chronic.
And that's what they but told like, me she, when I she first ain't got get, it.
She hasn't gotten bit like 20 times in the past 5 years,
huh.
And every time she goes, it says it's Lyme disease. So
something smells a little fishy with it.
I agree. Something's rotten in Denmark. We need to start a Lyme disease like walk or something. I think there's always a 5K for something.
I totally want to be the face of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put it together. Can I go to the next topic, though, since we were talking about thrift stores?
Yes.
Yep, do it, babe.
Abercrombie & Fitch. We have to talk about this because CG was still obsessed, okay, and thinking that the stores still carried the kind of stuff they used to. So
like, the one place I could always go that I'd always find some cool shit and never failed was Abercrombie & Fitch. But now there's not one anywhere. And so finally we went to the last surviving one we could find in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And it's some bullshit. It's such bullshit.
It's not the same. I mean, they used to have hot chiseled hunks on the wall. Now it's like landscapes. It's like, okay.
There was a documentary that came out about them recently.
I didn't watch.
Neither did I.
Oh, damn.
I know. It's about the rise and fall. I have to watch that. Yeah. But like, I still, and I
think they were super racist. They would only hire like attractive honkies. You know,
there was a black girl who worked at my Abercrombie when I worked at Abercrombie.
They righted the ship.
Oh.
And then you were supposed to just, you're allowed to, if someone hot walks in, you're allowed to be like, hey, you ever think about working here? I love doing that shit, dude.
So I thought that you were.
And they're like, no, I don't want a job here. And you're like, that's cool. Some of them definitely do not want to work there. So then you're embarrassed. But it's kind of a good, it was a good pickup line back then. It's
probably a great way to hit on people because, like, you had to be good looking to work there.
And you can give them a job. Like, you work there 2 hours a week if you want. It was like, so you really can give this person a job and change their whole life.
It's almost like being scouted to be a model. I am not good looking enough to be asked to work at Abercrombie & Fitch. But one time I went there in high school, and the person I was with was like, yo, you should work here. You're, like, really good looking. I was like, hey, it's good for you, dude.
The person that you were with,
oh yeah, person was
you,
that with.
You should work there?
No. They were told. There was, like, a chance. Was it you? Because you clearly ended up working there. It might have been Swope or something.
That's hilarious.
I don't fucking remember, man.
That's horrible.
It's an awesome story. And I was like, sure.
Sure, you got anything for my busted friend?
I can assure Cobble, you.
Cobble, you should look into the food court. They're looking for jobs at Sbarro.
I was going to say the same fucking place, dude. Why is that place only in mall food courts?
What, Sbarro?
Yeah.
They got them in airports.
So airports, too, yeah. Uh-huh.
I can say that the Abercrombie & Fitch staff was not good looking at Abercrombie & Fitch.
It's a different culture now.
Damn woke culture.
Yeah. Now, China Walk, you could have been the person who, like, yells to see if you want a sample.
Oh, I love those.
They yell at you
people.
Now. If no one's around... If no one's, like, shopping at their restaurant, they yell out to you, you know, come try this.
Yeah.
Did that used to happen? I feel like that shit's new,
The
dude.
Sample people are getting so aggressive, I love it. I fucking love it. Because there's sometimes you don't want to go out of your way, and they yell at you, and you turn to everyone, you're like, I guess I have to.
I have to now.
Because I better take a few samples.
General Cho's shrimp? I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's weird. You want me to have some?
Crunchy
saying?
And delicious.
Did you say General Cho's?
Well, some people, that's the American way if you can't say it.
General Sal's.
Well, good. Awesome.
Okay.
Siege, can you use chopsticks? I can tell by the way you said General Cho's you can't.
I totally can't. Can you?
Fuck yeah. It's not difficult.
You eat fucking rice with chopsticks?
Yeah. That's
bro,
really
shut
hard.
The fuck
that's
up.
Hard.
We literally
unless it's sticky rice.
Use chopsticks at home. Like, if rice is the meal, it's like, let's do chopsticks.
What a white collar bitch.
No, dude,
it's a total, like,
wait,
yuppie.
Did I use white collar right? Or blue collar's the working class.
Yeah.
White collar's business peeps.
That's
blue collar's people that, you know, John doesn't like looking in his direction. And then white collar's people who live in his neighborhood.
No, this is, you're close. I don't like them looking in my direction until I ask them for help. And I say, look at me!
Do you know?
Excuse me!
Do you know anything about mufflers? I know that you do. I see the grease on your shirt. I see the grease.
Pardon me, Pedro? Whatever. It's fucked up.
So, okay. Yeah, we're learning blue collar and white collar today.
Okay. Next topic. This was CG's idea. I need to say this. Top 10 hottest dudes.
Let's do it, Copper.
All right, let's fucking
top
do it.
Top 10 hottest dudes
you're
ever.
You're trying to tank CG's topic.
Exactly.
Now I'm all in.
I knew you were in, bro.
All right.
So, and who did I say was on my... I forget. Who did I say was on my list? Because it was a sleeper. We were talking about it the other day. We were watching a movie, and I was like, are you kidding me? That's top 10 hottest dude of all time.
Well, obviously...
Damn it, I forget who it was.
Okay, well, obviously, you're going to put Keanu, I think, in there.
Let's go back. Let's go around in a circle.
Do we say the person just at their peak? Who's the hottest right now? Like, how does this go?
I was going to say their hottest that they ever were.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Wow.
He said
it.
Holy shit.
All right. Cool. You want to start?
I'm going to go Brad Pitt.
When?
Obviously. When? Forever.
All right.
I mean, what?
He hasn't slept.
Fight Club Brad Pitt? Troy Brad Pitt? Take your pick.
I'm going to see. That's who
wrong.
I would have said. Okay, no. Chris Hemsworth. I would have said Brad.
Is that Thor or is that Thor's
That's
brother?
That's Thor.
All right. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go Kevin Costner. Like JFK era. Like. I'm talking late 80s Costner, bro.
You might as well throw Indiana Jones in there.
Yo, Harrison Ford was a motherfucker. Harrison Ford was a hot motherfucker. Dude, I don't want you. The Fugitive? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god, I love it that you got the like old timers on the list. That's great. That's great.
Dude, absolutely I do.
Okay. So you would put Harrison Ford in there too.
Oh, Kevin I just Costner. Went two. Now it goes back to you. I'm doing this like a draft.
If that was it. Yeah,
I'm going to take an old school. I'm taking early 80s to mid 80s Ford. I'm taking late 80s, early 90s Costner. Psh, all okay. day. I'm winning this
I feel
game.
Like next you're going to pick like. Now. Early 80s Tommy Lee Jones. Like, I feel like you're starting
Marlon Brando, my
no,
man.
I got one. I got one. Oh, wait, now it just left somehow.
Oh, damn.
Well, now I'm going to say the one that I was thinking, I guess he was meant to come up first. Leonardo DiCaprio, when he was in his finest. But then, I know who I was going to say. Johnny Depp, crybaby. Johnny Depp in his prime. Now, now he couldn't tap this. Even if I wasn't married, he couldn't tap it.
So you like them, Leo and Depp, when they were at their prettiest? Because I like yeah. they get because guys that are that
like
pretty,
dad,
like they
bod,
need to get a little
Depp
bit grittier.
And,
okay. Just like I'm, you know, stay in shape. But
I
more,
like
you know.
I like pretty Leo, like Titanic Leo. I like Crybaby Depp. Yeah, I like.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know who we were talking about. Top 10 hottest dudes ever. We were watching the new Top Gun. Val Kilmer.
Ooh.
They were showing the old pictures of Goose or Iceman.
He could get it.
Dude,
yeah.
Totally get it yeah. from every angle. Not for me.
Yeah.
You just get yeah. it. You would
just
see someone would totally
someone
get it.
Like luckier
like
than
people.
You. Yeah.
Like whoever.
Someone that's having like a great day.
Because like they had him like looking like real, real crazy in Top Gun. That's why it was our conversation. In the new Top Gun, he was like basically dying and just saw Tom Cruise and couldn't even talk. And then he had one line at the end. He was like, go get a cowboy. I don't remember what the fuck he said, but he had like one line. And then I was like, and she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, top 10 hottest dude ever. And that's why this topic came to be.
He was like, write it down, write it down. Copper will appreciate it.
I'm into it. Iceman. Like maybe real genius era Val Kilmer. And like, yeah.
Dude, I'm saying Iceman and Top Gun Val Kilmer.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally. What an actor. The documentary Val is really cool. It's on Amazon.
Really?
I think we should do Top 10 Hottest Women then.
Well,
even
dude, that's
even
not as good.
Ten.
It's
not
better having two straight dudes talking about top 10 hottest dudes ever. I
for
think
sure.
that's better. All right,
it's your turn.
I want to say for a chick, Claudia Schiffer. That's I want to say. I think she was such
cool.
a babe. Okay.
Let's talk dudes.
Okay.
Schiffer, whatever.
No, but like it's funny because like girls are obviously hot. It's like it's no big deal. But like, you know, talking about hot men, it's just interesting. Okay, it's not done enough. By other men.
Straight.
Yeah.
I fully support y'all's men crushes. I like the way you do it.
I
think it's very positive. It's not hater. It's like, let me celebrate these hot, talented dudes. And I can appreciate
I want to throw sure. Dolph Lundgren in as an honorable mention from Rocky IV.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just a stallion.
And Universal about, Soldier.
Just his face was a little too roid face. A little too roid face. You know, puffy, uh-huh. like his face was jacked.
What about
Jean-Claude? But besides that.
What about Jean-Claude? Was he?
He's such, like, the way he talks is he's such a pussy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. If Jean-Claude's listening, I'm sorry about it. You're not. The way he talks in like Bloodsport. What's he
in
was he
Rapid
Brazilian?
Fire? Was that the one where he was with Bruce Lee's kids? He was looking good.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry, I'm getting.
No, it's good. I like to hear this because we have to capture these special scenes in our heads as straight men and remember them. Anyhow, so Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, we got him. He's honorable mention. He's not top 10 hottest dude ever,
uh-huh.
but he's an honorable mention.
Okay. Yeah.
And so Van Damme in Bloodsport. Jeez. What a looker.
And then you can't forget Elijah Wood.
Yeah, those dimples don't quit.
I used to think he was so cute, so I think it's funny to He was a real cutie when he was.
Yeah, back. I'm sure we talked
remember
about
good, the good son.
The good son era, Elijah.
You know that movie?
It was like, oh no, Kevin McAllister turned into a fucking psycho.
Yeah,
right.
This says a lot about my mom, but I watched this movie with her, and she loved it. When Macaulay Culkin died at the end. By the hands of, like, his, spoiler alert, by the hands of his own mother, she's like, yeah! And I was like, Mom. I was the same age as those kids.
Yeah, but Macaulay Culkin went straight evil. Straight evil.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of ruined his career. Like, he went out of his demographic for a second, and then...
I feel like he got molested by someone.
I think they overworked him. And I don't know, he's talked a lot about this stuff.
Oh,
he kind of got burnt out. But, like, he and his dad, who was his representation, were like, I think he would be really good for this. And they were like, really?
Yeah, like, sometimes they want to show a new angle, but it doesn't go right.
Mm.
You're like, ooh, you see the angle, and you're like, oh.
You know who else looks good? The Alexander Skarsgård.
Who's that?
He's a really Nordic-looking dude. Oh. And he...
He was in True Blood? He was that Vampire Eric, the real deep. That was the first thing he was in, I think, that was, like, American.
He's in, like, Big Little Lies, and he's also in Succession, though it could have been another Skarsgård. He's got a brother. His one brother is Pennywise the Clown in the last
hit. Wow.
But that's a different, yeah. He's, like, really blonde and tall, and he's your type.
Yeah, definitely. No, I know who you're talking about.
You see he's the Northman? Because I haven't seen it, but the trailer for it, he's like super chiseled Icelandic or, you know.
Okay.
I definitely need to now.
I think I know who you're talking about now, and yes, he's very attractive.
I feel like I've said too much. Somebody else talk.
Okay.
So, no, this is why I knew that Cop would pour his soul into this.
For sure.
Because we care. We're very respectful men.
That's great.
And we have a lot of respect for other handsome hunks.
That's great.
I mean...
I don't really have many opinions about it, but...
There's not much that we can share, you know what I mean? Maybe we...
This is where we're at in 2023. I'm not even comfortable saying what women are hot, because I just feel like it's a problem and I'm objectifying, but like, hot dudes, let's do it.
Ah, so hold on, Keanu's on there, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But,
Point Break?
We've gone past that.
Point Break Keanu.
Point Break Keanu, for sure. I like Speed Keanu, too. I like when he kind of, like, he zagged because he was always, like, surfer bro, long hair, and he's right. Like, nah, man, I'm doing the, like, buzz cut.
I mean, I even really fucked with, like, Constantine Keanu.
Yeah.
You know, he's starting to age there, yeah.
For sure. John Wick Keanu, what are we talking about? That's what's up. Like, he's a little bit older. That's kind of my style.
I have to keep Point Break Keanu.
All right, man. We're done.
We're done.
You have different Keanus, both of you. But
wow, dueling
different
Keanus.
Different era.
I think that's really
well. This conversation just got twice as long because we can go on. Just kidding.
No, we're gonna move on.
Just kidding. We're done.
So, this next topic you actually told me about. I don't know if I let you know that or if I pretended to know what you were talking about.
Oh.
But it's DeSantis. If I hope I'm saying that right. Eating pudding with his fingers.
Yeah, he's been made fun of quite a bit.
Who is DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida. So he's extremely popular. He gets a lot of play in conservative circles because he's like started the war on woke. And he's very big. It's like, Florida is where woke goes to die. These are all quotes of his. And he and Disney are battling it out over, like, so he's super conservative. And he was the odds-on favorite to be, like, the biggest challenger to Trump. And Trump's team found out that he allegedly was eating pudding with his fingers. And they made a commercial, and, like, people are calling him Pudding Fingers Ron. By the way, the Trump team called the Meatball Ron, or Trump did? I'm like, damn, Trump's the GOAT. Like, dude, he's so good at fucking with people. But the pudding thing, he's getting made fun of a lot. And I'm like, yo, I'm not a Ron DeSantis fan, but, I mean, have you guys tried pudding? It's delicious.
I mean, is there a video of this?
No. Like, but his aides apparently were talking about it behind his back.
Because, I mean, this is the deal.
Jeez.
If you eat a pudding cup and then there's the remnants of pudding on the cup, mm-hmm. that's when your finger's going.
Exactly. My hands are clean. If I can't get to it with my spoon, my fingers are going to get it.
I think it shows you just can't trust everyone. Like, you're in this zone of, like, loving pudding, eating it. You think you're around friends, and then next thing you know, they're like, oh my gosh, they're gossiping because you used your fingers to eat pudding.
Yeah, it's like if you were having sex and you came all weird, and then suddenly somebody had a video of you coming all weird, you'd be like, oh damn, like I was in the moment, like having a really good time, and then I came all weird.
Yeah.
And that's then somebody just airs like. It out.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can't air that out. Like I was in my zone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like wrong. It's a wrong thing to do.
Yeah, you know, you were talking before about some white collar versus blue collar stuff. And in my opinion, that this is one of the areas where white collar workers suck. They'd be like, yo, I saw him eating pudding with his fingers. Did you see that? Like, you know, you work in a warehouse. No one's talking shit about that.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like some stuff doesn't matter. Like, if they had something real to say about him that was upsetting, I'm all about it. You know?
Blue collar complaints are more like, yo, there's like a shit smear on the toilet
seat. Yeah, have you seen his Adidas pants? He literally looks like he shit himself.
There's actual concerns there, but not in an office building, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that back up.
It was such a funny day. I convinced you for like 15 minutes, anyway, to go into the thrift store. All right, next topic, because we haven't discussed
like,
this
yet. Lenny's drunk as fuck driving the forklift. You know what I mean? Like, there's
Lenny's been shaking that divorce really bad. Just let him go. Like, let him be.
Fuck you, guys! They're like, listen, we can't afford to lose another guy. Nobody's taking warehouse jobs right now.
Oh, Ralph, you were hammered last week. No one said anything. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so we haven't discussed this yet, but the wedding. Our
Ooh,
wedding. I don't know. We don't discuss
so
it much. CG gave me a look for bringing it up. We should discuss it a little. We got married.
Yeah.
It was an awesome wedding.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. How about for you? Because sometimes during weddings, you know, we have our own perspective. As someone who wasn't in the thing, what did you experience? Anything crazy that we'd missed or no?
You know, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But which is kind of good. Like everyone had fun. People danced. I saw some people that I don't get to see too often. People were psyched. It was a great wedding. You both looked fantastic.
Yeah. Not according to Mrs. Koppel. She kept talking about what a hunk this guy is.
He told you that?
You told me in the group text. You're like, bye, Bob Figs.
Dude,
you
she was bitching about
stunning.
That for so long.
She
was like, what about if I was stunning?
Well, I already knew going
into the
wedding. That's
fair, actually. The bride should feel like the bell of the ball.
I already called it before the wedding. I said, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, the groom is glowing. She's cute. Because I just, you know, like I said, I battle some Lyme disease stuff. And like, he's all tanned and I'm pale. And like, I just was like.
You said to me, are we going to go tanning before the wedding? It wasn't my idea. And then
it was
I'm
a
like,
question.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It was a
when
question.
And she's like, never mind, we shouldn't. I was like, I signed up already. So, like, yeah, I'm getting tanned for the fucking wedding.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I have a membership at Planet Fitness.
Do you ever see him walk in through?
I walk in, you know, sometimes I have my uniform on, I walk right in. All I do is tan, I never work out. I work out someplace else, but no one at Planet Fitness knows that. They just think I go in, I get tan, I do a massage on the massage bed. You ever do the hydro massage?
No.
It's fucking incredible.
Does a person massage you?
No, the hydro massager does.
Oh.
It's like water jets.
Sounds like something ladies would use to masturbate.
Bro, water jets squirting against your back at like high pressure. You can turn the pressure as high as you want on it. It goes up and down your spine. Like all the way to your ankles, back up, up to your, like, the bone in the back of your head. I love that part. Sometimes I stop it on there, and it just, like, bro, you got to do the hydro massage. It's wetness. It's jets of water inside the bed. So you're laying on it, and you're completely dry, but water is massaging you.
Wow.
Yes, you're not wet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then I go back to work. And they're like, that guy's lazy as fuck. Like, that guy got a gym membership to tan and get a massage in the massage chair. Dude, there's the hydro massage. You lay down on that. And then there's the massage chairs, which, like, they hold your, like, calves really tight and massage those. Oh. Your shoulders really tight. And they got all these little cushions, your forearms.
Well, they just have, like, those things. In. What's the name of that, those chair? The stores in the mall. Where you go into, nobody ever buys anything from there, but, like, they have, like, chairs Brookstone like that. Like
Brookstone and shit?
Yeah, stores like that where, like, the chairs massage you.
Yeah, yeah, there's some serious Johns. But those things, yeah, the ones they have there, the commercial ones, they got to be 10, 20 grand.
Oh, my God.
They're so good. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is the cheapest membership I've ever had, and they have this. Like, I can go do this every day. I'm always upset when it's over after 10 minutes.
Damn.
And then he has to come home to me.
Nightmare.
Thanks, Kyle.
She's like, where the fuck have you been?
Looking all relaxed. I've never seen...
Oh, it's at work!
I've never seen a person officiating a wedding stop to comment about how good looking the groom is. And that happened at your wedding.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, the rabbi was like... Rabbi is like, he's used to, you know, looking over weddings that for dudes that look like me. And he was like, good lord, this guy's hot.
I like to think it's because he couldn't comment, because I had the ladies out, the tits
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
He can't stop he and be like, and let me say, Kate, mazel tov on the big tits.
Jane, good work.
Yeah. I felt like I was nervous because I got that dress before I knew rabbis were going to be doing it. And then, like, I felt bad. Like, I was like, I don't think rabbis are allowed to look at tits like that unless it's their wives. So I felt bad about bringing them out, but I had to.
Yeah, dude, dress was bought and paid for. Nothing we could do. Already approved by me, stamp of approval.
Dude, you're trying to bring your best.
Yeah.
You gotta bring the girls along.
But yes, everyone, you said that you looked incredible.
Your speeches were great.
I got compliments too.
That you guys wrote your own wedding vows.
Yeah.
They were touching. They were funny. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is a great topic. How many more compliments do I need to give you before
we move on?
I had an awesome time.
I have noticed, so as I get more comfortable in my marriage, I sometimes say things that really put him off. And I'm working on it. But the other day, I said yuckaroos times twos. And I thought he was going to leave me for a second.
I don't know what to do with that.
And he's just like...
Like, it's a great rhyme. It's like, I don't know what's so wrong with it. But I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm going upstairs. I just... Yeah. But, like, she does that. Like, she has a lot of those. They'll be out of thin air.
The problem is he doubled down. Because yuckaroos, I thought you were going to stop with that. And I was like, that's fire. And then you, like, times twos. I'm like, all right.
Like, no, because the thing is, like, it's brilliant. But I feel like it's...
What? How dare you diss yuckaroos times twos?
It's really, really gross.
Now that I heard it again, I actually am liking it more. It's gross.
Yeah, it's yuckaroos times twos.
But, like, it makes me feel like I'm a fucking toddler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who are you talking to? Like, is this a nursery school
class? I try not to do it too often because, like, sometimes I'll do a weird dance out of nowhere, or if I eat something, I'll be like, like, I can make a song about it, but I gotta keep it in check because if I go too far, he'll think I just belong on Sesame Street.
You know,
they don't hire people like that on Sesame Street. They have to be, like, very respectable.
Well, we were talking about some of these Sesame Street characters. Like, Oscar the Grouch definitely did meth to get there. You know, I think they need to go deeper into the character development of, like, what do we say about Big Bird? He has, like, a huge...
got a huge dick, right?
Well, he's got big dick energy for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's very, like, he's got no problems with anybody.
Is he 11 feet tall?
Give or take, yeah. That's a big ass bird.
Driving some, pounding some I can't finish my little phrases today. I'm not like, didn't it? They're going nowhere.
Maybe you're not meant to finish that one.
I think it's cool. Like, you guys both found someone who will indulge your silliness.
Mm.
And then you know that if that person checks you when you say something, it's like, all right, I really was...
I went too far. Yeah,
it was too much that time.
I also want to bring up, anyone who is listening and loves us, please review us on iTunes. We have a lot of good reviews, but I was going through some of them, and some from like years ago are pretty... There are a couple that are really mean. And, I mean, it's all good. Everyone's allowed to have opinions. But, like, it definitely is an interesting vibe to, like, read a review about your personality and how much you suck. It's like, oh, okay. Like, they listened and they hate me. And that's just an interesting thing. Like, I don't think I've ever reviewed a podcast and been like, this person's garbage. Fuck you with your fake spirituality. Like, this person... And that bothers me when people think my spirituality should look different, because, like, for me, my journey of, you know, awakening or whatever you want to call it, it's just been about, like, figuring out who I am and trying to be that, like, just, you know, like, put my energy into being who I am. So it's funny when someone's like, who you are is fucked up, you know, like, you are not what a spiritual person is supposed to be. You're too whatever, or you're too dumb, or you don't speak like this. And it's just so interesting.
So what's the point that this reviewer feels that you're inauthentic?
They said something like, almost saying I'm not deep enough, or I don't go deep enough with certain topics. But for me...
So this reviewer is very spiritual. And he's like, she should be more spiritual. She's a piece of shit.
Well, some people think spiritual is supposed to look like reading a ton of books and having every fact. And I think that's respectable. Like, if you know metaphysics down, you know, so well that you can give all that, you know, this is how I know, this is like this, that's cool. But my experience with what reality is has been mine. And yes, I still have Valley Girl cheerleader in me, but that doesn't mean I'm not having a journey of experiencing the unknown, you know? Yeah. So I think it's funny. I understand someone not vibing with it and wanting to move on. But like, when someone has a visceral reaction, it's odd. But I also have been doing this podcast for a long time, where there are episodes out where I don't even want to go back and listen. I maybe should, to take some down. Uh-huh. But it's like, I've said a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to judge, you know, and I just...
Well, like, and that's what's funny, because the shit can change, too. The way you actually feel can change. Over years, yeah. Your shit can change, like,
yeah,
a lot. Yes. Like, how you think about everything.
I don't know. So, I feel like the, you know, part of being enlightened is kind of accepting people's flaws. So, I don't know what this person... I think, I'll also say
that flaws.
It feels like you've made it. If you've got somebody that's irrationally mad at you just for, like, trying to express yourself, then you made it. Like, you got crazy-ass people coming at you on the internets.
Okay.
Good for you.
That is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they listen to the whole thing. If there's someone who I think sucks, I want them out of my head.
I can't listen
to something if somebody sucks.
I think there was something about me they liked, and I think... When I started talking about my spiritual experience years ago,
oh yeah, like if somebody who sucks has huge titties, like I'll chill for a little while.
Thanks, you're a sweetie. No, I mean,
in general, not anymore, but like in my life for many years before I was enlightened,
I've put in years over titties. I'm like, maybe it's not that bad. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not about also what someone's saying. It's a person's vibe. It's how I think how fun someone is huge in terms of spiritual development. So if you call yourself super spiritual, but you're boring as fuck to be around and talk to, I don't think that's real to me, because spirituality is tapping into life force and like a movement. It's almost the music of the unknown. And if you're just, you have nothing to offer because you've read too many books and you're just like, No, like, and I have nothing against reading books, but, like, if that's where all of your energy is gone and not into socializing or just having life course through your veins, like, that, to me, isn't spirituality. I mean, I guess it is to them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, some things that impress certain people, I'm like, who cares? That person, you can barely speak to that person.
Well, sometimes, and I don't know if this is what you were saying, but, like, you can make something your personality. And you can make spirituality your whole personality or the books that you've read. And you're like, cool. And those books might even be really interesting. But, like, that's what you got? You're just going to, like, cite shit that somebody else wrote for you? Like,
yeah.
And maybe they're disappointed that, like, you're expressing yourself in ways that don't touch on your... I don't know.
You
can't get worried about this shit. Why are we parsing through what some haters are saying? No, what she's saying is
we need some love on the reviews.
Yeah.
A little bit to cancel the hate.
And from long ago. It overall does cancel the hate. Like, you know, we have a good rating. But it was just an interesting... It does...
We have a rating?
Yeah.
You get a rating? What's our rating?
4.6 out of 5.
Woo!
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't go down after paying attention to it. They're like, 4.6. So that's
92%.
No, it's very positive. And I want to thank everyone who listens and has given the positive. But it's interesting to read a negative like that where they're basically like, Kate sucks. You're like, dang, you know? Okay.
Has anyone brought me up in a review yet?
I don't know if in a review. On a
few times.
They're like, John Cobb will definitely be fucking.
The people.
Fucking
that's
in these
what
streets.
People say.
Yeah.
We get a lot of positive feedback about you.
Oh, good.
And that's usually through, like, direct, like, things on Facebook or texts.
Right on.
But
all right, sorry.
But if anyone wants to go and review us and add Koppel in that review.
It's back to Kate being needy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be needy. It was just a little, like, I don't know. I speak to spirits. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter that I'm Valley Girl and that I put out a questionable rap song, okay? I'm on a road of discovery.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to hit speed bumps. That's all.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
That's
beautiful.
Thank you, guys. One of my eyes keeps crying today, suffering from allergies, I believe.
Oh, got you. I thought that was like a spiritual thing, like that people knew about just spiritual circles.
I thought we were getting emotional.
Crying, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, is that some cool? It's not, though.
My one eye's been leaking since the start. And I also put on some makeup before this. Mm. And I think my eyes are like, nah, bitch, it is too late for your makeup. Because I'm not used to wearing it. So it's like, gotcha. This is what happened when I used to film certain TV stuff. They would try to put those fake lashes on and then film me, but instead my one eye would be crying the whole time. I'd be like, I'm sorry, the eyelash is
like,
really,
what are these red blisters?
Irritating. And they'd be like, can you stop crying out of your one eye? And I'm like, I can't. So
that
I'm
is
easily
a problem.
I'm easily irritated. Okay, anyway.
Like, I feel like that's a problem some people have, but not in this country.
Okay.
Like, it's nothing I've heard of before. The one eye leaking.
Yeah, where'd you import that, your makeup from?
Oh my God, it's like totally leaking. Okay, now this topic is not relevant.
That's cool. That's what we do.
I just want to say I'm still unhappy with the Game of Thrones ending. I don't know who needs to. But I'm still not okay with what happened, okay? And that's really my last thing I wanted to say, was that was some bullshit for a great series. How dare you?
You seem real stable writers. While you're crying and complaining about the ending of a show from like 2 years ago. You're like, listen, everything's fine. I didn't like the ending of Game of Thrones.
All right. I couldn't think of any topic, so if you guys want,
that's okay.
If you guys have any,
I think of them throughout the week, but like I'm not responsible enough to write them down or like remember them. But like I'm full of them. I'm full of ideas throughout the week.
Just not when like the spotlight's on you.
I can't remember them, nor can I bring them to the podcast.
Well, that's really helpful.
I'm doing most of the work by coming up with them. Like I'm doing 70% of the job by coming up with all of them. But then they don't actually get to the podcast. I need the other 30% of the follow through.
Right. Well, that could be helpful. No, I could have done a better job, but I don't know.
You did a great, you both did it. I'm going to give you guys a great review after this podcast.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, John.
Yeah. So, well, I'll say something that's going on in my life. I haven't had a drink in over 3 weeks.
Oh,
last
wow.
Last time I got drunk was with you guys. Last time I had a drink, I should try to sound more adult.
There you go.
You guys were hanging out, and I was having a barbecue, and I tipped them back, and I couldn't sleep well that night.
Oh, your barbecue. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I thought you were talking about a podcast.
No.
And I was confused. Your barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I couldn't sleep well, and I was like, God damn it, this has been happening more and more. That's not, like, you know what? I need to switch it up because I need to, a lot of my drinking is with work and I'm schmoozing people, you know, because I have a pretty good job until they hear some of the terrible things I said today. I was awful today. But, so I was concerned because I was like, dude, I need to go out with all these people and I'm not going to drink. And I'm worried that they're going to think that I have a drinking problem because my industry is so boozy. I'm like, oh, is this going to be awkward? And what I found out was nobody cares at all. Like, if you're paying, which I
It definitely am, sucks if someone thinks you have a drinking problem because you're not drinking that night.
Right.
Because, then, like, you're a loser then.
Yeah.
You know, like, in their head.
Right.
And so you don't want to be that guy.
Well, not a loser, but, like... Someone that lost control.
Who was a loser for a while. But they may not be a loser anymore. But no. Hold on. Can we talk about any of the guests at the...
You should do that. Well, that was too much. I will bring this up from the party. So I yelled at him.
It wasn't a party. Listen,
it
I wanted to invite all of you that are listening.
So
you would have been invited if it was a party.
We got into a fight over this. I kind of lost the fight, even though I still think it was legit. So what happened was you brought up, which I want you to bring up, this really funny thing about Halloween and what you used to do. And this one was like, man, I wish I could have been there with you. And it won't make sense till you explain it. But I was like, oh, you wish you could have been there with Koppel, pick it up chicks. And we had a whole...
Back when I used to drink, guys. Well, first of all, are we going to pat me on the back for the not... I'm just...
I am.
Yes. No, I'm
anytime someone can display willpower to do something that feels right for them. Like right now, I'm trying to stop binge eating. And it's hard. And I just think anytime someone's like, this isn't fully working for me, let me shift a little bit, find what works better, even if it's temporary or whatever, I think it's cool. So,
thank you. No, I do want to say I don't always make healthy decisions. But no, I wasn't feeling that good. And I was like, I'm a really happy person. I'm lucky to be wired that way. And I was like spending too much time after like days after drinking, be like, ah, I'm not like myself. I need a reset.
Yeah.
You know, and just like I've been feeling really, maybe I'm just like proud of myself, not to be an asshole. Like I'm patting myself on the back like a dick, but like I'm feeling better. So I guess
that's great.
Yeah.
That's
like we all should do more of that. Like if you're not feeling good, like switch it up, figure something out.
Yeah, most deaf. And sometimes you got to make a harsh decision to put on the brakes. Because sometimes if you've acted the same way for like 10, 20 years, you know, you got a lot of momentum going that way. So to just shake it up at all, you might have to do like a screeching halt thing real quick.
Right.
And then just to, you know, okay, now let me check this out. So yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah. I mean, the sad thing is like on a night where other people are out drinking, I feel like I'd be getting more laughs if I was drinking too. Like, that's a real thing. Like, I've been crunching the numbers in my head.
How many laughs?
And I'm like, I would say there would be like a dozen things I would have said that I'm not going to say because I'm sober. And like nine or 10 of them would have gotten a lot of laughs. And those two or three are the ones that would have ruined my day the next day.
Right,
so it's
right.
Like, yeah.
Or ruin somebody's day or their marriage from the night that you talked to.
I'm like a happy drunk, and those things that torture me the next day, I'm sure nobody even remembers.
Right,
but
right.
I think, like, I'm tortured because I sounded like a douchebag, probably.
Right, right.
Like, why would I do that? All right, so you asked the story Halloween. This is a long time ago. So I went out One year I got like scrubs. I just got like medical scrubs. And then when I was out partying, like any girl I talked to is like, I didn't even have time to go shopping. I just came straight from, I'm a doctor. Like I just came straight from the hospital. I was cool enough to not say I'm a doctor. I came straight from the hospital. I just didn't even.
Dude, I just came straight from work. I didn't even. I'm embarrassed. Yeah. That's the way I would have put it. Because when you told me the story, I was like, I so could have pulled that. Yeah. Do I like saving lives? I don't know. I get paid to.
I get paid really, really, really well.
I didn't really have time to think about it. I was
I went the other way. I was like, the money's kind of secondary. I don't know. It just feels like a calling.
Feels right. You know, somebody's bleeding in your arms, and then you, like, fix them, and they're like, thanks? I'm like, yeah.
It is very good.
Did you like another margarita? Yeah.
I don't know. Just don't call me a hero, because it embarrasses me, but...
I'm embarrassed. Is that a kitty cat costume they wear?
Did you come straight from work? No? Okay.
Is that, I like the fur around the cleavage.
Speaking of cats, Doja Cat and Lil Nas X dressed up as cats for like a red carpet. I guess it was at the Met Gala. I don't even know what it's for, but... it was really funny because they tried to interview him and they stayed in character. So they were like, what are you wearing? And it was like, meow. And they just kept meowing.
Wow. That shit was out of pocket, man.
Siege wasn't feeling it. I love cats and an alien race that is cat-like. And I just really felt
I just feel like you. If I was running the thing, I'd be like, you ruined my thing. Like all the other celebrities were like saying shit and like telling jokes and like you meowed.
Jared Leto went in like a full furry cat outfit. Like
why was everyone cat?
Wait, I thought Doja Cat
was a cat. Was a cat too.
Did he meow? Why?
I can't remember if he meowed, but he had like the full thing on. Like his.
Wait, why was it a cat? Why was it a cat?
Makeup and like a tighter.
I thought it was Doja Cat because she's Doja Cat, and then other people like.
I'm not sure. It was like an artistic movement in a sense, and I support it.
Wow, I mean, I don't know. I just
we can have different opinions.
It makes me not want to be alive in 2020.
It's gone too far.
I'm like.
I'm gonna move to Florida where woke goes to die. I just that's too much.
I just want to be back in like nice 1991 and just live there forever.
It wasn't nice.
It was great. I was, what was I, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, you were doing
good.
I want
to be 10.
Okay, it was the Met Gala, and here's Jared Leto.
What a dick.
Taking off. It's
kind of awesome how big the cat head on that John is.
Yes, he's full on furry. It's weird how people can be so... absurd. It's like the most talented people. I think when you have a ridiculous amount of talent, then your confidence grows and grows, and then you take some big swings.
Right, right.
Wow.
I'm showing John and CG Doja Cat, but Siege already saw.
I mean, she looks hot.
Would you have sex if you weren't with me with the chick dressed like that?
He would.
Definitely. Yeah, thanks for answering for me. That's my boy. We finish each other's sentences.
So wait. So
he totally would have seen who he's had sex with.
So, so wait, let me ask John that too.
She listened to a song at the wedding. Right?
What'd you say?
Siege would have listened to a song, right?
Just the two of us. That was so fucked up when he was like, do you think John and I should karaoke sing just the two of us at our wedding? I was like, what the fuck are you trying to tell me? No, that's so weird.
It would just think a karaoke song.
Okay, now, here's Lil Nas X as a cat, and that's more explicit. Because he has like a silver wiener bikini on with it. So, and you can like see his bulge. But Lil Nas X took it
that could be a like cup. Like I don't think that his penis is perfectly shaped like that.
Yeah, just always hard and pushing up against the thing. But wait, let's go back.
His hard penis is much bigger.
Single John and CG. You guys aren't married, okay? And someone like Doja Cat approaches, doesn't speak a word of English. They're just meowing, but it's clear from the way that they're purring and rubbing up against you.
Yeah.
They want to do it. Would you have sex with someone who's totally in cat character?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would use protection.
But I would ask if they had protection because I didn't carry any back then.
That's a good way to trick them to breaking character.
Right, right. Like, listen, and what if they were just like, meow? Then I'm doing. Then I assume they're on birth control.
Oh my god! Don't assume that.
I'm just saying. I assume they're on birth control at that point. You know.
But because they meowed.
If they don't break character for like AIDS and
getting pregnant. What if the next day when they broke character, they were like, "I'm gonna probably be pregnant."
Like, listen.
Why would you fuck a cat?
That's on you, bro.
What's the matter with you, dude? I had to stay in character. I don't know what the fuck is the matter with you, dog. Like, your body looks so hot in the cat suit.
Oh my god.
Dude, men are fucking fucked up when they're like 20.
A lot of it's like, you know, the challenge too. Mm-hmm. Of like, you got a girl who only meowed, and then it's like, maybe I can get her to make another sound.
I feel like dudes do things. Oh my god. I feel like dudes do things also for stories more than women do. Like, sometimes. Oh,
yeah. No, they do.
By the way, women do a lot of shit for stories.
If a woman has a hot body and you're 20, you're going to hit that if she wants to do it.
Yes.
She could say to you, hey, can we? You want to have sex right now behind this, like, in the alley? And, like, you'll be at work maybe, like, in a business suit. And like you'll figure out a way to do that.
I don't think.
But if you ever offered a woman,
every man, I don't think that's true. I think some have better boundaries.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I just want to say you're probably right to a degree, but I think some men would be like, that person meowing at me. I mean, I get it. It's tempting.
I don't want to put a friend of ours
tempting for me if a dude was like, meow, I'd be like, get the fuck, I'd call the cops.
That's the thing.
Dude's like, meow.
If dudes offer immediate sex, they get the cops called. But if a woman offered immediate sex, the dude would definitely do it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's 100%.
That's the difference. I think that's the difference of the species.
Yeah.
The species is...
Well, y'all need to get together then and make some changes.
We don't make decisions together.
Yeah. That's what's cool about it, we all reach this conclusion on our own.
A lot of time you're fighting the other person to get your way. You know, so it's not like we're like a coalition. We're all fucking deviants.
Every man for himself.
I don't think that's true.
Was. Until we found our wives.
No, listen.
That's not true for every man, so don't even
I didn't
like,
get that many,
I
like...
I met me and Koppel.
People that were just throwing, like, sex at me. That didn't happen much. I don't know what I would have done.
They're just throwing the vag at you?
Just throwing snatch at me?
Right.
Yeah. That didn't really happen too much. But, like, if they're really good-looking, they were... Maybe I'd be so freaked out that I would back down. I don't know.
No.
Because it just seems... It's weird. I would feel like there's a catch.
You weren't a bitch like that, dude.
You have turned down hot women. Like, I know some stories.
I'm trying to think right now, but I know that if I've told you some stories, there are some.
Yeah. So you're acting like you would just say yes to everything, and you were like a virgin for a while. So you were saying no for Jesus. You were saving yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus was strong enough to make me say no for a while.
That's really something.
Yeah.
The way I say it, you were saving yourself for Jesus sounds really gay, though, the way I say it. Like, he was saving himself for the...
No, it was just like, I can't do that, I'm sorry, I'll just pleasure you with my mouth for 45 minutes.
Ew. Wow. 45 minutes?
In a way, dude...
I didn't know when you were supposed to
stop.
Yo,
that's disgusting. That's where I got AIDS from.
Those
women are bigger deviants than you.
Yeah, that's
I think it's a savage. This guy I just met went down on me for
No, they didn't know either. They thought if I was going down on them, I was definitely going to have sex with them after I went down for a little while. So as it goes on and goes on, I'm thinking, when do I stop? Because I'm a virgin until I'm married, so I'm not going to have sex.
If you make her come, and then you, they so want, don't up. They want you to stop? You finished.
I wasn't making it. That's awesome. That's awesome, buddy. There was nothing involved in that. Like,
nobody cared.
That was not a dimension of the story at all.
Sorry, I was inventing
your
my own
shit.
Insanely
hard orgasm wasn't a part of the story.
When they buckled at the hips. No. That's not.
What did you do when they came super hard, Siege?
That is amazing. That's amazing.
That's great.
Well,
no, listen. It felt like 45 minutes. It was probably 4 minutes.
Yo.
Which would start to hurt.
Definitely.
I know a dude. I knew him in college. He never went down on me. In the biblical sense? No. He was a friend, but he said when he would go down on a woman after a while, he had like, he had the skin right here that would like start to bleed.
Ew.
Like the part, yeah. He was like, he's like, I have this extra skin of this tongue. And like, it wasn't a big deal.
That's how
he
got out of going down.
Wait, like.
Not me.
Wait, like when you lift your tongue.
He was my then boyfriend's good friend. Do you know what I mean? Because I had a boyfriend for like 5 years, freshman year to after. So like, that was not happening. But I, hey.
Sorry.
But I got to know, you know, our mutual guy friends was like. He was like, if I do it for longer than 3 minutes,
so did he mean the thing under his tongue that holds your tongue down to your mouth?
Yes. It's like comes out a little more than
maybe
most.
Maybe he was flicking that tongue too aggressively.
Like, was he, was that, was his teeth scraping against that joint?
I don't think it was his teeth.
He was doing the really long tongue out. A friend of mine in like seventh grade showed me how you're supposed to French kiss. And he like, he said you're supposed to stick your tongue down their throat.
Oh,
and
no.
He stuck his tongue out like 4 inches past his lips, and I was like, what the fuck? And then that's what I tried to do the first like 5 times I kissed girls.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you didn't complain. No.
He's talking to Kate. Just for the record.
You didn't complain, John.
Neither of you complained. So the only time that like comes to mind, it's probably hopefully not the only time that I turned down sure sex, was I was at a wedding, a friend of ours wedding, and I shared a room with my buddy Cav. And there's a knock at the door. We're calling a night. We're drinking beers in the room. And a prostitute is at the door. I'm lying in bed. Cav got the door. And she's smoke show, but like, definitely a prostitute. Everything she's wearing screams prostitute.
What do you mean? She showed up at your door out of nowhere?
Yeah,
she knocked on the door. She was like soliciting doors, like.
Well, so.
Right? Or no, she had a crush.
I have no idea. What we think happened was.
She's like, is John Koppel in here?
We were drinking at the bar, and I think that we, because Cav's the most generous guy ever, we put. And Cab drinks a lot. So we put a lot of drinks on our room, and the bartender probably told the prostitute lady, like, there's some guys that seem like they're here to have a good time.
Okay.
Put, go, you should go to that
they're
room. That's our guess.
To say no.
That's our guess.
That's kind of rapey on their end.
I don't know. But cause she
very
seemed,
rapey.
So what happened was she knocked on the door, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, should I come in? And I'll like hide under the covers. I was in bed. He was in. And he's like, I guess you can come in. We have some beers. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, do you.
Wait, she was like mad hot? Like, how hot?
She was hot. She was like an 8.5. She wasn't like the hottest chick.
An 8.5? She was just showed up at the door?
Legit hot.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it's a prostitute.
Babe, I'm just saying, you need to know the rating, the ranking, baby. That's
so,
a big part of this.
Oh, my God.
He's like, well, we do have some beers. And she's like, do you want me to come in? And he's like, I mean, you can come in.
Did he not know? Like,
it must have been her. Cav's a gentleman.
It felt like her.
He just saw a hot girl showed up.
She wasn't that assertive. I'm like, is this her first day as a prostitute? Like, what?
Because if so, cool.
Yeah, right.
then I guess we definitely will do
so,
it.
So, ew.
They had all this back and forth. She's like, well, I mean, were you were expecting me? It's like, no, we weren't expecting you. You can hang. Like, he's insisting on being nice. I'm like hiding from this. Like, but do you want me to come in? It's like, you know, after like the fifth go round, he finally said, like, yeah, you know, you don't have to come in. Like,
so that's the only time when it was like an actual prostitute. That you've
it's the time that I thought was the best story, sorry. But yeah, then it turned the rest of the night, like I was ready to call a night, then we had to crack a beer and like go over what just happened and who we think did it. And it was at our buddy's wedding, and the more we talked about it, like, oh, it's the groom's dad. So I'll tell you guys after, but he's like all time great, cool dad. We're like, it's him. It's definitely him. And then we're like, okay, cool. Well, now we can finally sleep. Sent us a hooker. It was cool of him, but like, no thanks. Whatever. Jeez. And the next day, I saw, I was like, yo, my man! I was like, you sent us a little something. And he's like, you know it, dude. And he's like, wait, what? And I was like, because the. And he was like, what are we talking about? And I told her, he's like, that wasn't me. That definitely was not. I was like, well, it's a mystery. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you didn't sleep with the prostitute.
That one.
Yeah, I didn't sleep with that one.
It's a joke. Baby, it's a joke.
You're a deviant. Both of you. Deviants!
Oh my goodness. I've been to Amsterdam, and the prostitutes are, like, some are horrendous, but, like, you walk around the red light district, a lot of them are gorgeous. They don't walk around, and they stay in, like, their little booth thing, the red light. You know, lit by red, yeah.
So, are they, like, on their cell phone in the booth? Like, it's I'm weird. Sure they a have to get bored. A lot of them are,
like, disinterested. They'll, like, sometimes they'll do little dance. It's bizarre.
I imagine morale's not the highest.
They're not, but they are, like, I have no idea.
It's better than working at the fucking factory. I feel like there's, like, only, like, three jobs there.
We did a...
Would you want a bunch of different... men semen's entering you? I don't think so, buddy.
They probably have to.
I'd be cool with that. Yeah, sure.
Would you guys go to a live sex show? Because I did that when I was in
a live sex show. What is that?
Like right now?
You sit
right now.
No. Do you guys want to come to a
live
audience and you watch a live sex show and it sounds like fun until you're like, you sit there and you're like. You just look around, you're like, this is so weird. It's very uncomfortable.
No, I feel like I would have to go just for the spectacle. If we were, like, in a place that had that, because it's just, like, yeah, like, we went to see for the story.
No, baby,
just
that ship has sailed for
But I feel like you were in Amsterdam, you were high already,
yeah,
and so social things can be very awkward, and then suddenly you find yourself, like, just watching two people. Weird.
I remember afterwards nobody would claim whose idea it was. You're like, I can't believe you told us to do that. But that was
the
Lindsay.
Whole mood's like, what? You're like,
it was just weird. Like, let's go back. Let's go to a bar. Yeah, but I feel like I just brought that mood here. It's my special gift.
Right from Amsterdam to Philly.
Amsterdam is fantastic, by the way.
We'll have to go there.
Yeah, Siege and I should go there.
No way.
Why?
He doesn't get to go anywhere like that without me.
Well, that should be cool.
Oh my god. No live sex shows.
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Hold on. Would you and your wife do a live sex show if the price was right?
How much money are we talking
about? A decent
proposal.
How much money, baby? How much money are we talking about?
Okay.
Would we do it?
No, hold on. Would you and Megan do a live sex show for $1 million?
$1 million.
That's not even that much. I feel like a million the houses that are $1 million.
No, they used to say $1 million in like 1990 in the movies. And yes, it is different now.
But $1 million
is still enough
a lot.
To buy and pay off a mansion.
So these are
like mansion, but
a nice
so tax free. All right. So $1 million, who is. Paying me, who's watch? Who gets to see it?
Any stranger, or friend.
Any stranger, or friend.
Anyone could enter.
I don't. For me,
it's going to be advertised in your hometown.
Watching
kids will never think of you the same.
Like the people I'm closest with seeing me like bone, like this
hold
kid,
on, no,
never
no,
gonna
no.
be normal
listen,
again.
Listen,
after that.
This
would
is...
you go to Koppel and Meg's?
No,
I didn't even know what I wanted
no,
you to say because
no
either one
to
feels
go?
Like an insult.
So no, yeah. I would not. Okay, no. It has to be, let's put it in these terms.
Unless uh-huh. Koppel was like, it would really mean a lot to me to have your guys' support.
That's one thing that's sadder
it's
than asking
bringer,
people to go
it's
to
a
your comedy show.
I don't
you guys
want to
go to my live sex? Guys, it should be like really cool, actually.
Right, so, all right.
Ticket sales are a little low.
This is the part of it. We didn't really get the turnout we were expecting.
You know, your mom's been talking about coming out to a show. You should tell her that, like, it's pretty close to her.
My mom would be like, oh, my God.
Now, okay, no, we have to put this on this. So it's people, it could be anyone, but, like, people don't want to tell other people they went to a live sex show either. True. So it's closet
most
shit
people
anyway.
Don't go on a podcast and, like, announce.
Like, if it's somebody from your work or whatever, and they see you at work the next day, they're not going to tell on you because that sick fuck was at the live sex show, too. So he doesn't want to say that he was there. So you're kind
of
covered.
I feel like a lot of people would come out to your live sex show.
It's just as embarrassing.
I appreciate it, Kate.
It's just as embarrassing.
Yeah, Siege is like, no thanks, bro.
What a bad friend.
I think I'm busy that night. I'm so sorry.
I do not want to watch your wife being banged.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Because,
like,
you respect her.
And I don't want my friends watching my wife getting banged.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the bottom line on that.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
So my husband said no.
So this is what I would do.
She was so ready to do it.
If somebody said,
we're going to talk about us and what we would, what our money.
Well, I want to ask you, but my answer is, do a live sex show with your wife. It's taking place in a, like, small town outside of Pittsburgh. You're going to drive across the state. Like, we're not going to advertise it. Definitely not here anyway. I'd be like, maybe. Like,
Hold on.
Yeah. No, I know if they pay for my travel.
Hold on. Let's say for travel.
If I get, like, a per diem.
Yeah, don't let them screw
on,
you.
Hold on.
Get confused.
For travel. Hold on. I'm going to change this. For travel and $100,000, but you do it in Amsterdam.
Do it in Amsterdam?
Yeah. You're in Amsterdam. Your travel, your hotel
and
is
no
covered.
And no one can film it.
It's $100,000 and it's in Amsterdam.
Hilarious. Yeah. That's interesting. And then the people in Amsterdam would be like, this
is the
worst live sex guy I've ever seen. I've been going to these for years.
And you're making it sound like, yeah! Yeah! You like
waxed first or something.
Don't they usually, like, tan or something?
Wait, would you? Oh, my God. Would you for $100,000 in Amsterdam?
Fuck yes.
Oh, my God.
Would you? You wouldn't?
For $100,000?
Well, $100,000—that's a real money, and nobody will ever see it, right?
I guess if $100,000,
you could pay off a lot of your shit. Like, I mean, you pay off your cars or buy new cars that are paid off.
$100,000 wouldn't even buy off our house. That's so depressing. And then you feel like,
yeah, cars are less expensive than houses, Kate.
Yeah, look it up.
$100,000 wouldn't even pay for a house.
So then you obviously,
let alone
no,
car.
It wouldn't pay for anyone's house.
So you obviously
unless
would,
they live in a third world country. What?
So you obviously would for $1 million around here.
I wanted to raise the stakes a little bit because $1 million, I would fucking definitely do it
around here
on our front porch. And so, you know. So yeah, for $100,000, but if you bring it down, I was actually saying $100,000 for Koppel. Because if it was going to be $30,000 and airfare, I'd do it in Amsterdam.
Get out of here! $30,000?
Wait a second.
I want to pay off your cars.
$10,000 in airfare, you would do it.
What?
Yes, you would.
No.
$10,000 in airfare.
Come on.
Hold on. It's in
Amsterdam. No one's ever going to see it. He wants to have sex with his wife that he loves so much anyway.
It's in Amsterdam. No, I'm not saying I could convince you to do it. But I'm saying, this is my side.
Theoretically.
This is my side. What would I do? So now, hold on. Is it $10,000 each? It's just $10,000 to share?
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
All right. No. We'll negotiate it after.
Hold up. What if we, like, checked out the venue first?
Oh, my God.
It's, like, real shadowy if it fits eight people.
No.
What was the venue like?
It wasn't a lot of people, but it was, like, probably, I think there was stadium seating. No, it was probably, like, 25. Was it that many? It was something
seats,
like that.
Or that's how many people were in the seats?
I think it might have been benches.
Was it like fold-out chairs and were just like around in a circle?
Okay.
I try not
we're
to remember
this.
It. It was pretty
we
bad.
We gotta wrap the podcast up anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So,
I feel like we only
have
the
lowest live sex standards.
Well, I didn't say yes to 10,000 yet, but, like, probably. Oh, I want to see the venue first, or at least a picture of the venue.
Babe, live sex is like, you know how you say that, like, you wouldn't want people looking at our feet on Foot Finder and jerking off to them?
If they're strange foreigners, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. What do you guys say? Why do you have a problem with people jerking off to your feet?
I asked CG if I should start Foot Finder to, you know, start up a new career.
No, but then that might be like a million strangers jerking off to your feet. And I just don't know the kind of energy that sends. Oh. I don't know if like you'd get weird sicknesses and stuff because energies like are coming out of you. I don't know how that all
works.
But
that's what I'm saying about the live sex show.
Dude, like, there's 25 people. That's only 25 creeps, you know. And maybe not creeps. Maybe people like Koppel who are just in college.
Yeah, that's a lot. That was like half the crowd, or like people that are in Amsterdam. Like, I guess I should see a live sex show. And the energy in the room told me that 90% of the people in there regretted it. And it wasn't that the sex was bad or that the people were bad looking. She was attractive, and like they did a workman's job. They didn't seem to be having fun, but like they did their thing. They did their different positions. And it was just bleak.
Because
they
were like,
you know, they just had to, this is just what they do.
It's another day. See,
listen, stay at the office.
I would much rather do the live sex show than shoot a porn. The porn's recorded. It's going everywhere. Uh-huh. 25 people saw me at a live sex show.
If you were a live sex worker and the person had pudding with a spoon, with a finger. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry.
Right. If I bumped into somebody at Aldi and they like recognized me, I'd just be like, you know, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
it's only 25 people.
True, there's a lot of people around that look like me. A lot of 6'6" Vikings running around these parts.
In Amsterdam, there might be.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Yeah.
Where can people find you if you want to be found?
Yo, here. I actually have something to promote.
Nice.
Yeah. So, assuming this podcast is going to be released sometime soon, so Tuesday, May 9th, it's this coming Tuesday, or it was recent, at 7 a.m., I'm going to be, if you have Sirius Satellite Radio, on Whole Lotta Red Hot. It's the Chili Peppers radio station.
Oh, shit! I forgot!
And I am a whole lot of fans. I'm like their fan this week. So it's going to be on this Tuesday. It's rerunning Thursday, May 11th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, May 14th, Mother's Day at 9 a.m. So it might be some other times, whatever.
But I will try to have this out this week then. I will try.
I mean, it's fine.
Because the people need to see or hear you on this.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
They picked you. The band picked you for that, right?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's what I'd like to think is that the band was like, how about we give this kid Coppola a try?
I wish. All right, Siege Anywhere. I guess just Instagram.
No, wait, well, I guess I'll give him a heads up because I might. I haven't yet. I haven't got to it. But my handle might change to The Big Siege.
Whoa.
Okay? Instead of Siege Erickson on Instagram and TikTok. So we'll see.
Are you going to reinvent yourself?
It's going to be the same exact shit.
Okay.
Different handle that does not specify my last name.
Nice.
Stalkers, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sure.
I hear you.
Perverts.
You're not very public, so I get it.
Exactly.
I hear you.
There's a lot of pervs out there, man. A lot of pervs looking to hit these skins.
Yeah, and he's taken. So you can find me at the Kate Wolf on Instagram, TikTok, whatever. I should be putting together a comedy show soon-ish. Yes. So I'll let you all know the date when I have that.
Back in business, baby.
Yeah. Be a lot of teacher stories. It's pretty much what I've got when I get up there. Mm-hmm. But I've got a lot of them.
That kid that grabbed your titty.
What?
No, just kidding. I made one up. I made one up, audience.
I thought he was telling me. I was like, who touched my titty?
That's terrible. <Yeah.
laughs> All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, y'all. Peace.